The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with your host, Amiya. Amiya is a spiritual teacher, seer, energy intuitive guide, and Reiki master. In this program, she supports people who are actively developing their fullest potential. She does this by teaching healing modalities and intuitive development through the honoring and awareness of self. Now, here is Amiya.
Namaste and welcome to Spirit Speaks. Today I'm going to be talking about teachings of light that I have received for many years now. And I'm going to start out with one that took place in January of 2008. And this one had to do with duality. And what was stated was, you're living in a realm of duality where you have the light and the dark, the good and the bad. The reason for this was a place for lessons. It was to learn about these concepts. The ultimate goal, however, is to evolve beyond that concept, shattering the confines. This is how you're able to spiral upward, choosing to be the divine part of yourself, the true spiritual part of yourself that is more than just the physical body. When you are in a state of meditation, you have gone into that place of void where time has no place. This is, as the Bible stated, being that a day is like 1,000 years. And in Peter, 2 Peter 3:8, it says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. You go into a place of no time, but as long as you choose to think within the paradigm of duality, then that is your law. As you rise in the effort to evolve, you shatter that. Your goal is to increase your vibration beyond the vibration of Earth. Don't stay within the box. Go outside of its boundaries. The more that you commune with God, the more that you will understand this concept of no time. As it has been stated that the timing of the universe is perfect because you do not work alone. You work as a team. And there are things that we're doing on our side that you're not aware of. This is why we are continually checking in with you and prompting you so that we lead you to that place of convergence. All of us have been prepared. This is an exceptionally tremendous time in the history of Earth, and it is important that each of us perform the task that we have been given, for this will form the song that will echo for ages to come. The light will conquer the dark. Love will triumph over hate. The flame of truth will not be quenched. It will burn brightly forever. Inform those that go into fear to stay centered in love. They will not be left alone to fight the battle, for we're right there with them. Christ does not come into this world for his efforts to be for naught. This is the culmination of the Father's plan. Know this, feel this, hear this. It is done. And you really have to think about what is stated there with regard to this duality and what was being spoken about with regard to that being your law. And it's your choice to shatter that and not make it your law, to be able to feel love within you, to attract to you positive circumstances, positive events. And so, of your own free will, you have that choice. You don't need to have that bind you in any way, like that fear does. So throughout some of these teachings that I'm going to present, listen to the words carefully and consider them and how they apply to your own life. Are there changes that you need to make? Thinking about or being aware of negative things that are out in the world does not mean that you're accepting that negativity. Awareness is a key to becoming conscious, because you may choose to consciously act to help to relieve someone that is going through a terrible circumstance. And so it's much more advantageous for both you and the individual that you're trying to help to be aware of everything that is going on around you. That doesn't mean that you choose to be a part of it, but you do have choices to make. And Creator did give us free will. And so use that free will, because you are a co-creator and you are helping to direct your life. So be a participant in that, rather than to just put on blinders and pretend that these things are not out there in the world. You still are here in this third dimension, and you're living in this third dimension. And so you do need to be aware of what's going on around you. There's a quote that was said that this was in May of 05, "The brightest laughter can heal hearts." Have you ever seen someone that is going through a really difficult time and they may be in a state of depression and they're so focused within that they almost do not even engage in conversation? And the more deeply that they go within, it's just like falling into a pit of abyss that they cannot almost even crawl out of. And how someone, and it can be just the simplest, funniest thing, may make a statement and it is so hilarious that they cannot stop themselves from laughing. And that's what a part of this statement means. It's not restricted laughter. It is the brightest laughter. And it could be the trigger that helps someone to start to take those steps in helping themselves to reach out, to start to get help, whether it's professionally or they start talking to a friend or to their church, to someone that can help them, take them by the hand and be a way shower for them, things that they may not have even thought about doing. You know, sometimes the hardest thing is knowing the question to ask, because if you don't have the experience, then of course you're not going to know what question to ask and where it is that you might be able to get some help. Well, there was a time that, this was in 05 as well, where the angels and some of the teachers were talking about proper timing, that there's a time and season for everything under the sun. Shattered dreams, this is for all of us. There were timing issues. You would have to think in your lives about dreams that you have had that have not come to fruition because the timing wasn't there yet. So you may have given up on the dreams, but you're not to, because the perfect timing wasn't there for it to manifest. So it could be said, God's timing versus yours. So it would be important to go within yourself and replay some of the dreams that you had, that you felt were shattered, as if you had no hope that it would ever happen. It will reacquaint you with the principle of life. Another way of saying this would be life-affirming. There is a lesson here with regard to both of those things when you give up your intellect to the divine. When you follow the path of enlightenment, you learn that to walk in faith, you have to let go of your intellectual self. And to be able to walk in faith and what you knew maybe all of your life, where you felt in control, that you realize you've been turned upside down, like the hanging tree on the Tarot, and shook, so that you understand that you truly are not in control. Because you're giving up that part of your personality in order that God's will be done. And that's one lesson. The other lesson has to do with, to thy own self be true. As you're reaching for the ideal, this is the lesson of the ideal being up there. It's like your highest attainment. It would be saying that you can bring about peace in the world, but first you have to bring peace within yourself, regardless of what society thinks about it, how you're going about it, or anybody else. It's the same idea of knowing the arc. To be true to yourself, and in following, you're giving up yourself. You're handing over the controls, and that even though society may not understand, especially if your soul's needing to be worked on and an individual lesson is needing to be learned, it falls outside of yourself. It falls outside of your control. And as much as you might resist, sometimes that working has to come through chaos, because chaos forces the issue. See, it's that whole thing about control that sometimes, if I hang on so tightly to something, you can actually be denying yourself happiness because you're trying to understand it with your own mind. But I guess you'd have to say that you'd have to look at it with God's mind to truly understand. And isn't that the case? Sometimes we put those blinders on like a horse and we see very narrowly. And one of the things that the angels do and have always said is there's always an alternative. So we have to allow ourselves to expand and to let those blinders open up so that we can see more of the picture that maybe we refused to see, weren't prepared to see, but are finally ready to see. And that is in the allowing. Not the forcing, not trying to control everything. But it is important for us to have experiences, because it's through experience that we learn. And I think that one of the best statements that was made to me was, when the universal plan is synchronistic, it is flawless in its execution. And that says that we are not doing this alone, that there is a part that is being played by our divine guidance, by the angels, by the master teachers, by Christ, by all those that serve the light. And then that leads me into another teaching of light that was given in August of 05. And it was said, "We beseech you in the name of Christ to follow the light path that has been laid before you. It has been well traveled. There has been pain, but it is a worthy road. Only those that have the most exemplary attitude towards service can continue on this path. You have great help, resources, and accoutrements. Now take up your cross and bear it, for it will be light. You are one of many to preserve the truth. Don't falter in your steps. Hold your shoulders and head erect. Know that we protect your back. Many have come this way before you with high hopes. Some did not succeed. It's important that you stay within your heart space, for there you find balance, direction, nourishment, and calm. May peace surround your ever activity. Pray for peace within yourself first, then expand that to include the environment in which you live, your city, your state, your country, and then the world. But peace must first start within the very heart of each individual. Become the master of yourself. This isn't dictated for you to do. Each one is brought here through encouragement, but they do not have to remain. If you feel the burden is too heavy, you can bow out. Know that you will not be looked upon any differently, for we love you all and know who you really are. Understand this." And isn't that wonderful to know that we're not being forced? We have a free will. We may choose halfway through our life, as we came in and your life blueprint was established, choices that you made, things that you wanted to work on, lessons that you wanted to learn. And this is this reality that we are living in, this state of duality. So when you finish that, or you choose not to and you want to bow out, the efforts that you have made are not wasted in any way, shape, or form. It is building blocks that you will take with you later. And you may pick up that same thread, that same lesson, if you return, and at that point in time, decide that you want to continue to work on that. So we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality. live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Channel.
What is spiritual spelunking? It's basically an exploration of the truth, our own unique truth. Every single person in the world has a reason to be here. Although we are told many things, it's ultimately up to us to figure it all out. The search continues throughout our entire lives. Join host Giles Asselin as he serves as both guide and companion on this journey. Nurturing the spiritual spelunker in all of us can be heard every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned into Spirit Speaks. To reach Amiyat today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also reach Amiyat via email at angela@SiriusEnergyEnterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Welcome back. I was just talking with you with regard to Christ and being asked to follow the light path. And it's a choice that is free for you to make. It is never forced on you. In that same year, there was a statement that was made, a quote that said, "A tempered soul is one that's viewed as being refined." And this is what is brought about through our experiences and the lessons that we learn, is we become tempered. We become more refined. And it's the same idea or concept that I relate to my students in my spirit group, that it's like saying, all day long, you can try to explain in detail, give as much information as you possibly can, say, for instance, to a woman that is going to give birth, and what she's going to experience during that process of giving birth, from the point of conception and the 9 months of carrying the child to going through that delivery process. But it isn't until she goes through it firsthand that she truly understands in mind, body, and soul what it's truly like to give birth. It becomes no longer this idle concept, this textbook type description of what it feels like to go through that. When you experience it firsthand, you integrate every particular sensitive thing that happens to you, and you understand it with your mind. You absorb that information even into your soul. And there may be snapshots, pictures that you take with you when you leave this body of maybe bearing one of your children. And that's what I mean. That experience colors it in such a way that you truly then understand. And then understanding leads to wisdom. And so this is what it's meant to being tempered and to becoming refined. It's no longer about you just absorbing and observing what is happening to you. You are experiencing it within every particular thread of your being. Now, in 2006, I had a friend, and it was stated to her, hope springs eternal. In your mind's eye, your third eye, look for the hidden pearl. This is a journey that you will need to take, which we will reveal your deepest fears. Cast aside those fears because they are self-created. In releasing this darkness, joy will enter your life again. Piety is not just for the religious, and piety for those that would need to go search it out and grab a dictionary, it means duty to God. And how many times do we create our own fears? There have been many wise men throughout history that have, as well as women, that have made statements with regard to fear. And how much of the time do we worry about things and it never comes to fruition? And so think about all of the energy that you waste, the mental energy, the emotional energy that you give up to that process of worrying and fear. And so when you go into that fear, you need to be asking, where is this fear coming from? Have I created it? Is it something that I'm afraid to do because I have low self-worth? Or I don't think I'm as good as somebody else? And so therefore, you don't even want to try? It's important that you conquer that fear. It's important that you recognize where that fear is coming from. If it's coming from the ego mind is going to try to stop you from doing something that is going to allow you to expand. And what we realize as we learn, it's just like starting a new job. In the beginning, you may be a little nervous because you're having to learn everyone's name. You're having to learn the job that you are to do. And you feel a little overloaded. You know, you think in your mind, am I going to get this down? You know, am I going to remember everything? And when you finally let go of that, and all of a sudden you stop thinking, you just begin doing, then it just falls into place. Everything flows. And so you have to give yourself permission. You have to give your mind permission to let go and not hang on so tightly. Allow it to flow. Go with the flow. Don't tense up. Now, in July of 06, this is another teaching of light. Pure intent is the key to life's mysteries. Gravitational pull akin to celestial movement. Paracelsus knew this concept. And for those of you that need the spelling, it's Paracelsus. When attaining enlightenment, you must work with the Earth's energies because it pulls these emotions out of you so that you can work on the things within the seven chakras. They are the major seven, but there are many more. But you would know how to identify them by the seven. Many times we expect instantaneous results or gratification. But depending on how much are harbored within each chakra, it may take a longer period of time to clear and cleanse. Many times we become discouraged when things aren't happening fast enough. This is where prayer and meditation can help you to stay focused and stay in faith. Remember also how it makes you feel when you do meditate, how calming that it is. It helps to calm your mind. And at that point, also what was said, because I had been thinking about a lot of things, had a lot of different things going on in my life, and they went further to say, this is what you experienced the other night, Angela. Your mind was racing too fast. Nothing more than that. So think about the times when you just feel so overloaded. I mean, it's like somebody wants a piece of you to the point that you feel like there's not a whole lot left just for you. And this is when you want to center in the heart space. This is when you want to go in and to meditate, to tap into that divinity of who you are within your own soul. So that's where you're going to get that nourishment from, and that balance, and that calm. And then when you come back out, you're in a much different state. You're in a different state of mind. You feel differently. You're able to cope. So even if you only go in for 10, 15 minutes, that's better than doing nothing at all and allowing your mind to continue to race, or once you have set something into motion, having that ball rolling, collecting more and more and more as it gains momentum until you reach the point that you feel like your things are totally out of control and it overwhelms you. So this is about being conscious and making these conscious choices to stop, take a break, go within, gain that balance again, and then that puts you into a state where you can continue on and in a much better frame of mind, and to be centered and to be balanced. So as I go further with this, it was also said in 2006, elevate your thoughts. Remember to think higher, not lower. And how many times do we get drugged down into dramas, other people's dramas? It's important to be empathetic, but not to take over for them. It's important to be compassionate, to show compassion as Jesus did, but it isn't up to us to make it right for them. That is up to them to take the necessary steps to start to heal themselves and to make their life better. Archangel Gabriel said to me many years ago, probably 20 or more, he said, Angela, it's up to you to speak the truth. It is not up to you to make it right for them. And I really thought a lot about that because I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I just have a very strong mothering instinct. And I felt the need to be able to help. And this is when he said this. And what I realize is the person doesn't get the full effect and the fulfillment of taking those steps to better their life, to bring joy and happiness into their life and to claim it if somebody else does it for them. We can lead them. We can be the way shower and point the direction, but ultimately, of their own free will, they need to make that choice for themselves. And he went further to say, it's not that you're not capable, it's not allowed. In other words, there are boundaries that we have, because you can become so into somebody else's drama that you take it on yourself. You may take on their own fears and their own way of doing things, and that's not for you to do. You're to be there to lend an ear, to be compassionate, to be that sounding board for them, because they may need to talk it out. They need somebody to listen to them. So be that ear, be that heart, share your heart, share your knowledge, but allow them to walk their path and do it in their own individual way. And so that's important. Now, in March of 07, here was another quote. Clouds of worry are holding back the sunshine. Clouds of worry are holding back the sunshine. Because as long as you're focused on those clouds, that is keeping you from seeing clearly and to perceive clearly, you are allowing that sun of enlightenment to not shine through. So think about that. It is important that you reflect enough on what is coming through to you so that you can choose to resolve whatever it is that is keeping that sun from shining through, that enlightenment from taking place. Because that is what the sun has always symbolized. It's bright, it's warming, it's nurturing. We can see, we feel good when we're in the sun. It just permeates our whole being. So clouds of worry are holding back the sun. Don't allow it. Work through it, push through it, and allow the sun to shine. Okay, we're going to take another short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Ask Theo Live, channels to a new reality. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live, Channels to a New Reality, Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to shift into higher consciousness? Are you ready for contact with beings from higher dimensions? Ancient and new spiritual technologies will help you take that evolutionary step. Find out more about this powerful shift when you tune into Conscious Evolution Radio with Ann Gelsheimer. Let's help humanity evolve, bringing in the best possibilities and ideas that our world needs right now. Conscious Evolution Radio can be heard live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned into Spirit Speaks. To reach Amaya today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also reach Amaya via email at angela@siriusenergyenterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Welcome back. We're talking about the teachings of light that I have received for many years. And I'm going to continue on with one that was given in April of 2007. Pride has a way of eliminating future endeavors beyond our scope of reasoning and is detrimental to our health. Many actions are taken because of lack of knowledge. Points should be made to provide assimilation of targeting factors. Not all scope of reasoning can provide one with the knowledge that is sought after. Begin to discern select opportunities. Energy is given to accomplish the task at hand. Awareness is a key factor in knowing what is important. To each his own, blessings be. There's a lot of opportunities that are out there that may present themselves. And so then you have to ask yourself through this discerning, is this the right one for me? And is it the right one at this particular point in time? Is this a part of the universal plan that is synchronistic, which then is flawless in its execution? So you have to determine before you jump, is this going to be the very best one for me to choose at this particular point in time? And you need to get quiet, you need to go within, and you need to allow the information to come from your own soul to be able to choose that. And then that's what it's going to be right. In May of 07, it was said, purity is Ra's devotion to the light. Follow the path that is lit. It will not lead you astray. And then another one, the dark forest sometimes hides the brighter view. Come out of cover to see beyond the mind. Because it's going to be the heart that is going to lead you. That's your clear path. That is your multidimensional doorway. This is love, which is the highest vibration. This is what needs to lead you, because then it's going to be right. And isn't it said when we're dealing with a problem, or that we perceive as a problem, and we can't see the forest for the trees because it's so close to us, and we've chewed on it and chewed on it, and it just seems like the answer isn't coming in because it's so close to us. Well, this is when you want to ask a friend that you trust, somebody with a different point of view, somebody that can be objective, that you trust, to give you another way of thinking about things. And it's the same way with people that get to a point in their life where they feel that they cannot cope any longer. Well, this is when you go and seek out the professional advice of a counselor, of a psychologist, because they can objectively hear what's being said and offer you solutions and help you to take those steps one by one by one in being able to see what the problem is, how it became a problem, to teach you how to learn to cope and to think about the situation. And our friends may do that for us, but if it has been very, very heavy on your heart, then I would say to you, choose to go get that professional help, because they have been trained to be able to key in on certain aspects, not only of your body language, but this path has been tread by others. And it may be new to you, but it's not new to them. And they will treat you as an individual to be able to help you in learning how to cope and to think and to do and take action and to put your mind at rest. So why would you delay getting that help to make your life better and more fulfilling? And don't let any of the negative ideas that those in society may put upon you going and seeking that kind of help, because this is for your highest and best good. This is so that you can live life to the fullest and to have that kind of joy and happiness that you deserve. But right at the moment, you're having a little bit of difficulty. And it is perfectly okay and acceptable to reach out your hand and say, please help me. I'm having some difficulty here. I need someone's perspective on this. So see beyond the mind, and especially the ego mind. Now, in 07, I was in spirit group, and Archangel Gabriel, I saw him standing in the doorway, and he was filling up my doorway. And he said, Gabriel has news for you. He's talking to you. He said, Angela, do you know the time when you heard bells tinkling? It was just upon awakening last week. And I said, yes, I do remember that. He said, that was me. And I said, okay, I didn't know who it was, because after all, I was just waking up. I was a little groggy there. He said, when you hear the bells, listen to the tone. Find it within your body. It's activating a part of your body. Concentrate upon that region. Bring the healing white light in and around for healing. Understand also that this isn't just for Angela. This applies to all of you. The bells to you might sound like they're chimes, like a wind chime, high-pitched, crystal clear, like a crystal glass. When you hear them, make that sound like there are 4 or 5 tinkling bells. Feel where your body is activating. Bring the white light down into that region. This is worth repeating. We're lending assistance to you to help you. So I will repeat. When you hear them make that sound, meaning the bells, like there are 4 or 5 tinkling bells, feel where your body is activating. So in other words, bring your attention down into that area. And with your intent, bring the light in, that healing light. Because there may be energy stuck in your body. There may have been something from times past that you're needing to let go of. And finally, enough of it has been resolved through you working on it that that final healing is going to take place. So pay attention to those tinkling bells. In May of 07, this was a statement that was made that keeps so many people from doing what they want to do, what they desire to do, but the ego may throw things up to keep them from doing so. And the statement goes like this: when doubt enters in, the excuses ramble out. How many times have you wanted to go somewhere and you knew you were going to have a good time, that it was going to be inspiring, that you were going to leave energized, that you were going to have fun and you were going to laugh and you were going to commune with others, and you allowed the ego mind to say, oh, but you're tired. You couldn't possibly, you know, go and do this. You know, so just, you know, hang out at home and you'll catch up with whomever later. And but look what you may have missed out on. Think about who you may have missed meeting. Maybe it was a soulmate. Maybe it was a soul friend that you were meant to connect with on some level in this life that would bring you a great deal of fulfillment in your life and maybe for the rest of your life. But instead, doubt entered in. When doubt enters in, the excuses ramble out. And this is not me talking. This was given by the master teachers of light because they know how we think. They know what we're up against. They know the pitfalls. They know also sometimes that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. So how many times, however, do you allow that to defeat you and to keep you from going somewhere or talking to someone or being with someone when you knew that it would have uplifted you, that it would have inspired you? So reflect on that and be truthful with yourself. Be honest with yourself, because after all, that's what excuses are. We know the truth, but we just don't want to do it. So therefore, we may get obstinate and no, I'm going to stay right here because I happen to be comfortable right here and I'm not going to make the effort to get up and go and do. But what may you miss? Who may you not connect with? Will you experience laughter of such brightness that it could heal your heart? So I will say to you in leaving today, live your life with love, light, and laughter. Go in peace. Walk with grace.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Speaks. Please join Amaya for another intuitive program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Have a divine week.